Well, another critic said he found your music an effort to expand on American roots. How do you feel about that persona that's sort of been placed on you by the public? Do you feel that that's what the Reds is all about? Or what is your perception of the band itself?
I think we have a really unique sound.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't, you know, I think we, you know, we just, you know, it's like the old thing, you know, whatever you hear, you know, you take it in whether you know it or you don't. And I just think we've come up with an interesting mix of different things and incorporated them into the music. I mean, you know, some people say, like, the, you know, the whole keyboard approach is, you know, the total European kind of a thing, and then the guitar is, like, very American, and then the vocals, it's like, they don't know what the hell that is. It's like, you know, some people say, like, the vocals are, like, too hard or they're too this, but the one thing is we've been finding out with this record, most people find that they like the vocals because it doesn't sound like a lot of the other vocalists. Like, you could line up 20 tracks in a row and you couldn't tell who the singer was,
mm-hmm.
because they have, like, the almost like, you know, to me, a lot of the British bands sound like they've just expanded on either Brian Ferry or David Bowie.
Right. Well, I found when I was listening to it that a lot of your work sounded like early sort of European-influenced music, you know, somber and moody and chaotic and reflective of the inner self, but not sort of like everybody, the latest genre seems to be everybody sounds like David Bowie that's coming out now, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like, are your influences generally European, or are
they run pretty deep and pretty far range.
Right.
I mean, they run from, like, you know, something like, you know, Roxy music to Miles Davis.
Oh, that is a big spectrum, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the best way to achieve sort of a...
Well, it is
kind
of limiting,
sound.
You know, to just shut yourself off to one kind of thing, isn't it?
Certainly, yes. Yes, I think that's a lot of problem with some commercial radio, is the tendency not to give the chance to a new artist or a new kind of sound because they're frightened of it.
That's why they're so boring.
Yes, exactly. That's why college radio is the place to be.
Oh, absolutely. That's college radio is like, you know, it just picked up the slack of what, you know, like, just what radio was supposed, you know, to me, what it was supposed to be. But, you know, you're supposed to be able to listen to something and get totally excited by it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you don't have to know what's coming on next.
Right.